From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry, starring Marty Robbins.
Well, I'm never more than singing, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me sinking to blue. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me sinking to blue. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Well, I never felt more like running away. But why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues.
Well, thank you, folks. And each and every one of you, a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
And here's tonight's all-star lineup. Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Grandpa Jones, and the entire Opry gang.
And we thought we'd pretty things up just a little bit around here tonight with a girlfriend of ours from the Grand Ole Opry, the Capitol Records country star, Miss Jean Shepherd. Well, before Gene comes out and does a song for us, we have to introduce a mighty handsome guy here. He's the Grand Ole Opry's answer to the creature from the Black Lagoon. He's the Hohenwald Flash, Rodney Brasfield. All righty.
Howdy, Marty.
Howdy.
Good
Ronnie.
To see you.
Good to see you.
Say, how you getting along, bud?
Just fine. Where in the world have you been here lately?
Oh, I just been messing around.
Well, I've been trying to get a hold of you for the last 2 days, Rodney.
You have?
I called you up on the phone 2 times yesterday.
What happened?
Well, they told me you were taking a bath.
Well, that's right.
Well, why are you taking so many baths in one day?
Well, the doctor gave me some medicine and told me to take it 3 times a day in water.
All right.
He gave me a little old pill, a capsule.
Yeah.
And told me to see if I could keep it on my stomach overnight.
What happened?
Well, I just couldn't do it, that's all.
Well, why not?
Well, every time I went to sleep, that doggone thing would roll off. I couldn't help it. Hey, Marty.
Yeah,
Hey, Marty.
Yeah.
Don't tell Dale Potter, dear bar, but there's a fella right out there in the wings that invented a machine. He's got a new machine he invented where you put $2 in it and get a wife.
A wife?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going in one better, buddy.
What are you going to do?
I'm
going to
invent me a machine where you put a wife in and get $2.
Get it up!
And I got
Rodney, how is your little old brother Buford getting along?
Brother Buford?
Yeah.
Oh, he started school this year. He's got plumb smart alecky. I went with him the first day, and he took his teacher a great big red apple.
Yeah.
And she hugged and kissed him.
Uh-oh.
Next day, I started with him again. He says, where are you going, Rod? I said, I'm going to school with you again today, Buford. He says, I know, but what are you going to do with that watermelon?
All right.
You know, being in school there reminded me of my school days back a few years ago. I never will forget one day I shot my teacher right in the back of the head with a paper wad, you know, with a rubber band.
Yeah, I know.
But she turned around just in time to catch me. And she just motioned for me and said, Rodley, come here. Now, I knowed what she was going to do because she'd done did it before. So I took my history, my arithmetic, and my geography.
Yeah.
And I shoved them down in the seat of my overhaul.
Way down.
And I went up for her, and she bent me over that desk of hers, and she hit me with a board there that had a nail in it. 20 penny. That nail went into that history and declared war.
All right.
It went into that arithmetic and just cut an awful figure. Went into that geography and went through North America, South America, Panama Canal, and when it hit Hornwall, it just tore it all to pieces.
Well, what do you say we roll out the welcome mat now and give a great big hand to our guest tonight, Miss Jean Shepherd. All righty. You know, Jeannie, it's always good to have you drop in and visit with us here at the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, thank you, Marty. It's a pleasure.
Have you got a partner for the square dance a little later on?
Well, no, I haven't.
Well, you got one now, me.
Oh.
Yes, sir. But before any dancing gets going on around here, how about one of your real fine songs?
Okay, this is our latest capital, If You Can Walk Away. Walk away from me and all my love for you. If you can turn your back upon the happiness we knew, I won't even say goodbye. I'll understand we're through. If you can walk away and share your love with someone new, I'd be as powerless to go and leave you all alone as I would be to wreck your life or turn my heart to stone. But I would ask you to explain your reasons or your plans. If you can walk away like that with my heart in your hand. If you can walk away, I'll know without another sign. No matter what you've said and done, your heart was never mine. This simple act will be the test of a love I thought divine. If you can walk away and try new happiness to find, I'd be as powerless to go and leave you all alone as I would be to wreck your life or turn my heart to stone. But I won't ask you to explain your reasons or your plans. If you can walk away like that with my heart in your hand.
Hey, Rodney, come here a minute.
Yeah.
You know, every time I see you, I'm amazed.
Distinguished looking, ain't I?
With that little old hat and them great big old britches, don't be ridiculous.
Well, then how about when I put my pipe in my mouth?
Not yet.
Well, then maybe when I fill my pipe with good Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Now you're talking, because every time a fella packs his pipe neat and firm with crimp-cut PA, he gets a real special look about him and a real comfortable feeling.
Well, buddy, that's because P.A. is always fresh.
And always cool smoking.
Well, he's enjoying himself.
And enjoying the rich natural flavor of Prince Albert. The only tobacco going that keeps all the flavor put there by nature and then improves on it, brings it out rich and good.
And do you know the same thing happens for you fellas who roll your own? P.A. smokes mild and cool.
Pipe smoker or making man, you sit back and enjoy the natural tobacco flavor of fine PA. No wonder they call Prince Albert the National Joy Smoke. All righty, let's everybody make room for the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers and a little hoedown call. Katie Hill.
Bring on, bring cold, bring a little gold, bring a little gold.
Well, sir, we'll all set a spell after that dancing, and while we're taking it easy, I'd like to do one of the old sacred songs for you. We picked one called Blessed Jesus, Should I Fall, Don't Let Me Lay.
Blessed Jesus, should I fall, don't let me lay. Pick me up and start me right again, I pray. I'm so weak and you're so strong. Evil tempts me all day long. Blessed Jesus, should I fall, don't let me lay. Blessed Jesus, should I fall, don't let me lay. If I stumble and go down along the way, Savior, Savior, hear my plea. Give me strength to trust in thee. Blessed Jesus, should I fall, don't let me lay. Blessed Jesus, should I fall, don't let me lay. If there's evil in my heart, don't let it stay. Let me give my life to thee, just as you gave yours to me. Blessed Jesus, should I fall, don't let me lay.
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. Comes now a fellow that picks the finest batch of guitar strings you ever heard. And at no time do his fingers leave his hands. Yes, sir. It's the RCA Victor star, Chet Atkins. Chester, thank you. Now, all of you folks that aren't hanging onto your seats, you better do it, because here comes the whirlwind herself, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I'll tell you now, I appreciate the all this fine crowd here tonight, and I'm glad we're all going to celebrate Valentine's together tonight. Yes, indeed. Marty, I'm glad you started the ball to rolling by giving me this Valentine.
It's all right, Minnie.
You're so handsome, I declare. Oh, me. And so unavailable. I'd like to read this Valentine that you give me, Marty. I haven't read it yet, but I want to read it because I know it's something sweet. It says, violets are blue, roses are red. I need you like a hole in the head. Why, Marty!
I'd be ashamed. He's a... Well, that's all right. I don't expect anything anyway. It's just like the time just last week I got this letter from some friends of ours that were listening down in Georgia. And they sent me a letter, and it said, "Dear Minnie, after listening to you on the radio for all these years, everybody agrees you deserve a raise." And it's, well, it's spelled raise, R-A-Z-Z. They don't know how to spell, do they? I declare, well, they don't. But I don't worry tonight because I've got a brand new feller.
Oh, a new feller?
I have.
What happened to his?
Well, I'll just tell you, I got tired of fooling around with that slow boy. I got me a brand new feller. He's very unusual. Just last night, he said to me, he said,
Hi, Dimini.
Oh, Rod. Rodley, you know you ain't my feller. You have never been my feller.
What is this
I hear
you talking about?
You've
got a new feller, new kind of feller. What kind of a feller?
Oh, he's a bird.
Bird?
Oh, he's a bird of a feller. Yes. He's a bird. He's...
What kind of a new bird? I mean, what kind of a bird of a feather is it?
Well, he's a bird. He's pigeon-toed, chicken-hearted, goose-necked, canary-voiced, and owl-eyed. He's a bird, all right. But I'll tell you, he flew. He's a bird. He flew in the grinder switch last week.
Yeah?
And he had $10 and a clean shirt.
Yeah?
He ain't changed neither one of them since he's been there. He ain't, sure enough. And I'll tell you, he's an honest boy, though.
Honest?
Yes, he worked in a bathhouse for 10 years, never took a bath.
He just wouldn't take nothing from nobody,
would he? Wouldn't take nothing from nobody.
Never took a bath.
Rodley, I'll tell you what he is, though. He's a fighter.
That's what I like about him, yeah.
Yeah, a fighter.
That's what you ought to appreciate, Minnie, is a fighter. That's the kind of a fella you need, gal, is a fighter.
No, he ain't, neither. Every time the telephone rings, he gets up and shakes my hand and hits me with a right to the jaw. But, Rodley, I tell you, I like him, though. I really do, even if he does fight me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what makes you ought to appreciate an old boyfriend like Hezzy.
Well, I do appreciate Hezzy. I was fooling about my feller. Yeah. I have got a kind of a new feller, but I'm still proud of Hezzy.
Well,
just last night, we was walking along.
Yeah.
It is long about of an evening time.
Yeah.
And we was just walking along, the two of us together.
Now, stop that, Minnie. I can't stand it.
Well, we were. We were walking along, and Hezzy had a bucket over one arm.
A bucket?
And, yeah.
Been milking?
Yeah, and he had a cane in his hand on that side, and he had a chicken under the other arm and was leading a lamb.
Leading a lamb?
Yeah. And you know how awful shy I am? I was worried about it getting dark, you know, and me walking down the road with him.
Yeah, scared.
Yes.
Him with a lamb and everything.
Yes, I was scared. You know, I don't know nothing. I don't even suspect nothing. And we was walking along, and I says to him, I'm scared to walk down the road with you with it getting dark like this. I'm scared you'll kiss me. And he said, well, how could I kiss you, carrying all these things I'm carrying?
Good gracious,
indeed.
He had a lamb and a
chicken. I said, well, I'll tell you how you could. I said, you could stick that cane in the ground, tie that lamb to it, and put that chicken under the bucket. Bye now, see you next.
Grandpa, I hear you've got the trick to end all tricks.
Yep, I can roll 2 making cigarettes at the same time, one with each hand.
Grandpa?
Now, don't you look down your nose at me like that. I can, but it's no trick, Marty.
Well, now, it sounds mighty tricky to me. What's the secret?
No trick, no secret. All you need is Prince Albert smoking tobacco and an OCB paper.
Rolls easy?
Easy and smooth, and smokes that away too.
And don't blow around or dribble out the ends?
No, siree, cause PA is crimp cut.
Yeah, but does a cigarette like that taste good?
You're not so dad blame smart, are you? Marty, Prince Albert has the finest, most natural taste in the world. That's cause Prince Albert knows how to bring out all the flavor nature puts in its tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test. The Bruce Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow B.A.
Well, let's welcome back our guest who's doing a fine country song called You Sent Her an Orchid. Here's Miss Jean Shepherd.
forget her. You tried, I suppose, but you sent her an orchid. You sent me a rose. I'm plain as the sunshine. She wears fancy clothes. So you sent her an orchid. You sent me a rose. The thing that really breaks my heart is finding out you lied. If you'd been honest at the start, I would have stepped aside. You think it's a secret, but everyone knows that you sent her an orchid. You sent me a rose. The thing that really breaks my heart is finding out you lied. If you'd been honest, I would have stepped aside. You think it's a secret, but everyone knows that you sent her an orchid. You sent me a rose.
Well, thank you, Gene. You know, we were talking to a sassy old-timer a few minutes back. We're going to turn him loose on you again, this time with his five-string banjo. Grandpa Jones!
Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride. Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride.
Won't you come with me, my filly steer, beyond Blue Mountain free? Why, the birds that sing the sweetest, come roll along with me. It's every Sunday morning when you are by my side. We'll hop into the wagon and all take a ride.
Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride. Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon, and we'll all take a ride.
While the river runs like silver, and the birds, they sing so sweet, I have a cabin, Phyllis, and something good to eat. Now listen to my story, it will relieve your heart. Then jump into the wagon, and off we will start.
Wait for the wagon, wait for the wagon.
Sir, we got to put another song on the Columbia Wax a few weeks back. It's been out a couple of weeks now. We'd like to do it for you. Hope you like the way we do Knee Deep in the Blues.
Well, I've just been thinking things over. My heart is blown with tears. My life just don't. Way for years, my skies have all turned gray now, and I just walk the soles off of my shoes. Well, I don't have much to say now. Well, I'm just knee deep in the blue. Thank you. Well, I had just been thinking things so good. My heart is flowing with tears. My life just don't seem worth living. And it's been this way for years. Don't ask me why I am crying. Cause I have lost about all I can lose. Well, I don't have much to say, no. Well, I just knee deep in the blue.
Enjoyed your visit to the Grand Ole Opry. We want you to be back again next week. And next time we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard, and the man in the driver's seat will be Webb Pierce. And he's bringing along Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper and all of the Clinch Mountain Clan. Till then, this is Marty Robbins saying thanks for everything. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, there's anybody listening in, Dave, whose cigarette tastes kind of thin and flat?
Wouldn't be surprised, Dave. Does happen, you know.
Not if you smoke Camels, though. This cigarette never lets you down. Always tastes cool and rich and full-flavored.
That's for sure. There's nothing like the deeply satisfying flavor of a Camel. It's all cigarette, all the way.
Guess that's what Camel smokers mean about the difference between just smoking and Camels.
They can taste the difference. Feel it, too. Because Camel's exclusive blend of quality tobaccos has never been equaled for smooth smoking.
Folks, why don't you enjoy America's largest selling cigarette? See for yourself why more people today smoke Camels than any other brand.
Once you try Camels, you'll know right quick what keeps this brand out front of all the others year after year.
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. They've really got it.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.